And at 7.36, it's time for the sports news with Des Cahill. Morning, Des.
Morning, Audrey. Great start for Rory McIlroy last night. He's a two-shot lead at the very lucrative WGC Mexico Championship. He shot a 6-under par and a 65. His round included an eagle and five birdies. Justin Thomas and Bubba Watson are next on 4-under par. Shane Lowry's in 29th place on 1-over. Graham McDowell is 5-over par. McIlroy just feels the venue suits him.
I've always played well at altitude. I've played well in Kron over in Europe a few years. I finished second there last year. I obviously finished second here last year. I think I've got the altitude, you know, pretty figured out. I think I have a pretty good formula for it, and my I can hit the ball a long way here, which helps. And then, you know, my distance control's been pretty good. So that combined, and I'm not really guessing too much over things. Certainty goes a long way, especially on this place.
That's Rory. In soccer news, the most dramatic game in last night's Europa League action came at Ibrox, where Rangers pulled off a remarkable comeback to beat Braga. Rangers were 2-0 down with 23 minutes remaining. Braga should have been further ahead. But two goals from Yanis Hadji helped Rangers turn it around and win 3-2. Celtic drew 1-1 away to Copenhagen. Having dominated the first half, Celtic allowed the Danes take control. In the second, it took a late penalty save by Celtic goalkeeper Fraser Forster to make sure it ended all square ahead of next week's second leg. Here's the Celtic manager, Neil Lennon.
Brilliant start, and we could have been 2 or 3 up, and, you know, out of sight, really. I thought we were fantastic in the first half and really good control of the game. Can't remember Fraser maybe having one effort to, you know, deal with, and you know, we give away a sloppy goal from our point of view. You know, we're in possession and we lose it, you know, in around our box, and that all happened far too often second half. So on the counter attack, I thought we had some great chances to put the tie beyond Copenhagen even in the second half, but you know, we weren't ruthless enough tonight, and in the end we had to rely on Fraser and make a great save from a penalty to make the score 1-1, but I'm delighted that we've gotten away a goal to hope.
Elsewhere, Arsenal secured a 1-0 win away to Olympiacos Alexander Lacazette. Wolves have one foot in the next round after a 4-0 win over Espanyol at Molineux, three of those goals coming from Diogo Jota. Manchester United drew 1-1 away to the Belgian side Bruges, Anthony Martial with the equaliser for United. In Gaelic games, Clare beat Waterford by 3-14 to 6 points in Milton Malbay last night to qualify for the Airgrid Munster Under-20 football semi-finals. Tonight, Laois host Kildare in the Leinster Under-20 semi-final, while Antrim host Derry in the Ulster quarter-final. It is a very busy sporting night. The Irish Under-20 rugby team take on England in Northampton. The women's and men's internationals, of course, are on Sunday. And ahead of the Twickenham game, Michael Corcoran suggested to Irish scrum half Conor Murray that there's still room for improvement for Ireland, but Murray didn't want to dismiss the quality of the performance against Wales.
I think the last day out was a really good performance in a test match, and got a really good win, bonus point win against Wales. So we have to be really, really happy with that. You're always going to have games where you're going to see opportunities that you didn't take and have frustration. So like any other game, there's bits like that. Particularly in the first half, we had a few try scoring opportunities that we didn't take that could have made the scoreboard have a very different look at half time. So we're always trying to improve. You know, we're a couple of games in with Andy, and you know, certain ways that he wants us to play and express ourselves. You know, we still want to improve that and get to a higher level. And I think it's a great week to try and do that. England away, it doesn't get any tougher than that. We've been there. We've had tough days there. We've had great days there. So you know, the respect of going and playing England away is there, but the excitement of going over and hopefully putting in a performance that we can be proud of is really really exciting.
Twickenham, I mean, it's a place they don't give up a lot of matches easily.
No, exactly. Like I said, we've been there a good few times now, a number of us, and we've had tough days there, but we've also had great days there. We've had days there where we've gone over and we've had a great week's prep, great week's training, and we've actually performed really well in the game and narrowly missed out. Mm-hmm. We've had games there where we've let ourselves down, not that many times, but we have had that, and you just can't be off in any way. You need to be across everything, all your detail, your mindset, everything needs to be spot on against them. And we've had great days there. Obviously, 2018 will be the most recent memory, which was a fantastic day. So, you know, the excitement to go over and do something like that is massive.
Certainly is. Meanwhile, the Guinness Pro 14 continues. The Irish side's away. Leinster go to the Ospreys. Connacht travel to Edinburgh tonight. Munster are in Zebre. And in soccer, it's round two of the Premier League and the opening round in the First Division. League champions Dundalk go to Shelburne. Shamrock Rovers host Cork City. It's Derry against Finn Harps. Sligo versus St Pat's. And Waterford versus Bohemians. In the opening games in the First Division, Cabinteely host Bray Wanderers. It's Galway versus Athlone. And Wexford against UCD. While racing action this evening is at Dundalk. And that begins at 4:55.
Jess, thanks very much. We'll talk to you again in an hour from now.